Howdy, folks. Welcome to this month's Hang Your Own Hang podcast. Podcast about hammocks, hammock camping, whatever else might come up. I know it's a day late, but let me give a little explanation. I couldn't find a guest this month, just one guy here, and work's been busy and whatnot. Wife's got cancer, all kinds of things. I didn't know really what I could come up with for the podcast. And then at the last minute, I got invited to an adventure. And so I thought, well, I could just turn the adventure into a podcast. So that's what I'm going to start this month with. I started to do a few recordings while I was out on the trail. And I'm going to play for you those this month. And then if all goes well, next month I'll get my hiking buddies in. And we will go through what actually happened, which was a bit different than what we planned, and it was an adventure. So again, this month I'll go through the recordings I made during the hike, and next month I hope to, one way or another, I'll tell you the story. But let's start here, and thanks for tuning in. Good morning, everyone. It's 5 o'clock. I'm on the road headed towards my buddies up in Crawford Notch, New Hampshire. And I'm once again reminded I am not a morning person. It's raining out. Unfortunately, the forecast for the next two, three days is not spectacular. We've been planning this trip for months. My buddy Greg started a nonprofit. It's from New York City, and it's a nonprofit for athletes to raise money for charities, for organizations that they want to choose so they can go, I guess, do what we're doing now, is hiking in the mountains for a few days and raising money for good causes. So the plan is, in New Hampshire, there's several mountains named after presidents, with the highest being in the middle, Mount Washington. So we're starting at the northern side, and then we're going to hike over, let's see, Monroe, Adams, and Jefferson. And that will lead us into Washington on day two, and then kind of meander down the other side, which includes Eisenhower and Jackson and a bunch of others. So I'm hoping that the weather will clear at some point. There's a windy condition coming in at some point that should blow the rain away, but it would be kind of depressing to go 3 days over 8 peaks, 24 miles, 8,000 vertical feet, and not have a view. I know people say view isn't everything, but it's something. So I'm going to drive about an hour and a half. I'm going to meet Greg at the southern end of our hike, where we're going to come out. I'm going to get in his red rented Buick. We'll go to the northern side, meet up with one other guy, and then we set forth. More to come. So it's still raining out. I thought I would kind of run down what the hike itinerary should be, realizing I screwed up the order of the mountains. You'd think I lived in, after living in New Hampshire all this time, I'd know, but I'll blame it on it's early morning. I already admitted I'm not a morning person. So we start out in a parking lot at the northern end of this trek. And then the first hike leg we're doing is going to be probably the stiffest for the whole thing. We're gonna gain a lot of elevation. So we're going to hike first to the top of Mount Madison, which is 5,360 67 feet. So it's about 4.2 miles in. I don't know what elevation we're starting at. Looks like we're starting at about 2K. So that's about 3,300 feet elevation in the first four-ish miles. That's pretty decent. In New Hampshire, they have huts, buildings where people can hunker down. They can rent a night. Thru-hikers can come through and stay there. They provide food. So there's going to be a hut up there. We can top up our water. We'll jump up and get to the top of Mount Adams, which is about 5,700 feet. And then that's probably going to be the end of day two, about 6 miles in. Two of us are going to have hammocks. One's going to have a tent. So we're going to have to drop below tree line, find a place to camp for the night. We're thinking of staying at a place called The Perch. We should be okay. There's a limited number of spots there, and being a holiday weekend. But we're starting on a Friday, and it's rainy, so probably the combination will be fine. So day two, and for me, as I get my aching body up in the morning, we're planning on setting out, going over Mount Jefferson, then cresting to Mount Washington, which is the highest mountain in New Hampshire. And there's an auto road up Mount Washington, so we'll be running into plenty of tourists, I'm sure, up there just sightseeing and looking around. The other oddball in this hike is there's a weather station up there, which is, I guess, not the odd part, but there's a cafeteria, so we can get chili dogs, and we'll see how we're feeling, but it'd be kind of neat to go in and get a Coke and a chili dog in the middle of this hike. There'll be bathrooms, and it'll be kind of interesting, but we may be peopled out pretty quick, and then we'll get out of there. Go down I was telling the heights. Jefferson is 5,700 feet. Washington is 6,228. And 6,288. Monroe is 53, so that's quite a descent. And then there's another hut there, Lake of the Clouds. And again, we can top off water or whatever, make sure we have enough water for our dehydrated meals. Then down Mount Eisenhower. Again, we're going to hunker down there somewhere, wild camp. And then in the morning, Sunday, hopefully everything is still working, the body's still working. We go up to Little Mount Pierce. Eisenhower is 4,700 feet. Pierce is 43. And out we come, and we should be at my car. So, how many peaks is that? That's Madison 1, Adams 2, Jefferson 3, Washington 4, Monroe 5, Eisenhower 6, and Pierce 7. Thought it was 8. Maybe my map is missing one. There's a little one at the end. There's one more hut at the end called Mitzvah. My daughter and I stayed there years ago. It was kind of neat. We went in, and it's just rooms with plywood bunks. You bring your pad and a sleeping bag. But it was pretty neat to hang out up there in the middle of the woods. And this is kind of show the age of when we went. The staff in the morning did a live skit of a Harry Potter scene. My daughter just loved it, and we had communal food, and it was really good. But we won't be doing that this trip. We brought our own food, and hopefully I brought enough and not too much. So midway, most of the way day through day one,
We're on the Gulfside Trail. We came up the, I think it's called the Valley Way, to get to the Madison Spring Hut. Greg, Quinn, and I battled the rain. It was kind of a dreary day. No views. When we get to Madison Spring Hut, we popped up and picked off Madison itself, but we skipped Adams on the way. It was just too much. Plus there's no view. So that's kind of disheartening. But we're doing well. We're headed probably another mile and a half to get to a place we're going to camp for the night called The Perch, and see if we can't get camp set up and into some dry clothes and maybe some dinner in a little while. I don't know what time it is. Oh, 4:23. So, all in all, not a bad day. Kind of dreary. I just took a picture of where I'm at. Kind of be able to show people where I recorded and go, yeah, look at that view. I can see, I don't know, 100 feet. But things are good. More to report later. While I was stopped here, I heard a buzz, and I realized Greg broke out his drone. So today's nicknames for Greg has been Speed Bump, because he talked about his skiing or lack of skiing and how he seemed to fall every time he got off the chairlift. And I had a new nickname for him. I'll think of it. And then Quinn, his walking stick is one of those screw-in poles, rods for the push broom. So I was calling him Sweeper because he was also coming in the back. But he put on a Denver Bronco poncho, so I've been calling him Poncho Man. Poncho Man. I can't remember what Greg's new... Oh, he had a little trip and cut his hand just a little bit. So I know my new nickname for him is Scar, like from The Lion King. He comes from New York and thought of Broadway. And yeah, I should call him Broadway. That'd probably be better. I'll see if it fits. So my nickname right now is Slick Rock, because it seems like every few minutes I slip on a rock and want to sit down. And then we met a woman who told us about a trail that we're going to go on. And she's like, it's not bad. I didn't die. I'm like, that's your trail name. She goes, what? Didn't die. So she was so happy. So just waiting for Greg to get his drone footage. And we'll continue on to The Perch. So day two, late morning. It's raining again, of course. We're going through the clouds. It's slow going because it's really rocky up here. I'm waiting for Greg and the mighty Quinn. I'm not so good on the uphills, but the downhills, I tend to seem to get to some momentum, so I get ahead of them. If you listen carefully, you can hear them. Hold on. Well, at least they're still talking. That means they're happy. Even as they're miserable. More later. And that's the show for this month. As always, you can find the podcast at hyohpodcast.com. And for more information on the podcast, you can go to the Facebook page. If you like what you hear, please consider giving us a positive review on iTunes or wherever you get the podcasts. This podcast is a labor of love, and your support is very much appreciated. If you'd like to help support the podcast with a donation, please go to hyohpodcast.com/donate for a one-time donation. I would like to thank those who support the podcast month to month, and if you enjoy the podcast, please consider supporting the podcast via the Patreon page. Please tell your friends about the podcast and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And as always, I would love to hear from you with questions, comments, and show ideas.
You can email me anytime at chris@hyohpodcast.com. And finally, a special thank you to Ben Sound for our podcast music and ITX for the hosting the podcast. As always, thank you for listening. See you next month.